97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hello and welcome into the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Carl Middleman.
Hello.
And my partner, Bo Matthews.
Check.
What's happening? So this week on the show, we talked a whole lot about, obviously, all of the protests and violence that we've seen recently at the Capitol and all the fallout from that. And then also had a chance to talk to Alex Salzman from the Missouri Firearms Coalition about bills that are being presented on national and here on state levels. So a lot of great information about all of that stuff. One thing that so if you missed any of that, if you missed the show this week, go back and listen to it because there's some really...
Yeah, you're already podcasting.
Yeah.
Just go back in the other
exactly.
podcast.
Exactly. You're already downloading this podcast. If you haven't downloaded that podcast yet, just go and do it. Bo, I thought it was really interesting to hear about the Second Amendment Preservation Act. I'm not sure that we've talked about that before, but it was last year in last year's legislative session. So I'm not sure if you were part of that conversation or not. Is that the first time that you heard about that? Is that the first time that you heard about that piece of legislation? And
no, it's not.
Okay,
no, it's not. But I will say this, that as we were talking to Alex, I punched in SAPPA, thinking that's how you spell the SAPA Act or the SAPA bill, and it's not. It's SAPA.
Yeah.
So I would encourage anybody to go and Google that or DuckDuckGo that. That's the new platform. And learn about it and find out about it, because we are trying to preserve one of the most not more important than free speech, but one of the most important things we have in this country. To be able to protect ourselves in the craziness that we're seeing. So if you look at Germany as an example from World War II, it's frightening how we're mirroring what's going on with the media and locking everything down on big tech and platforms and the guns being taken away. It's obviously happened before many times in the history of the world, and it doesn't seem like they're not letting up.
And Bo, are you as surprised? Absolutely. And are you as surprised as I am that there's hesitation from so many conservative lawmakers in the state of Missouri to sign on? Like, what do you see anything in there that's like a standout for you that would as a Second Amendment supporter that would give you pause on why not to support this bill? Because look, quite in all honesty, I haven't studied it with a fine tooth comb. But I have looked at it, and I don't see anything in there that a person that is a Second Amendment supporter would find immediate concern with. Maybe I'm missing it. I need to fully educate myself. But I don't see anything. Do you?
But I will say this: liberals and conservatives think exactly opposite. In mindset, I've got friends that are liberals. I lean conservative, but I'm really actually more towards the middle. But it is like cats and dogs trying to communicate, or men and women trying to communicate. It is that different.
But the conservatives only need to communicate with each other. In this case, they have the supermajority. They don't need the liberals Why are the Republicans not all on board with this? Opinion.
This is all about being got. And I think that there is a lot of people that have dirt on other people. And I truly think, like this impeachment vote that happened within 7 hours, by the way, I think there's people that have got dirt on other people. And that's the only way they could have pushed them one way or the other.
You know, it's time to act on these type of things, because not only what you illustrated just a moment ago, Bo, about, you know, things can change quickly, but Joe Biden put out a press conference this week. We didn't get a chance to talk about this on the show, but he put out a press release, excuse me, this week, stating that gun control will be a top priority for him as president. And in the press release, it said, "As president, I pledge to defeat the NRA and the epidemic of gun violence in America." So the Democrats aren't stopping.
He doesn't need help defeating the NRA. The NRA is not doing well.
You know, the NRA is even supporting some red flag laws. So that's a whole nother can of worms.
There's other organizations out there besides the NRA that support Second Amendment rights, and people need to look into them.
Yeah, like the Missouri Firearms Coalition.
Exactly.
But
the NRA is just a cash cow.
Yeah.
It's just a huge cash cow. Oh, I got my sticker on my truck.
They're making every move they can. The Democrats, they're going to pass every law that they can. So we need to support strong gun right bills now, especially now, no better time than the present, to make sure that we ensure that that these protections stay in place in case things change in the future. So I don't know. I don't understand what the holdup is.
I don't know. We're going to see. And we're going to see what's going to happen this week. And I just want to put this out here. This is prior to the inauguration. If you are listening to this after the inauguration, we are discouraging violence. We are discouraging people going for some people making up this this armed protest.
Yes.
Like we're going to be lighting the fire now. This is absolutely untrue. There is no organization of it, and it's dangerous. Don't go looking for a fight, because if you do, you're going to find one.
Yep. As I said on the show, you are not a part of the the law enforcement support community, and you are not fighting for a country of law and order if you are participating in these types of violent acts. I don't even want to use the word violent protest, because it's not a protest. It's just crime.
It's looking for trouble.
Yeah. So you're not supporting our police officers. You're not fighting for a country of law and order if you're doing anything in that realm whatsoever. So don't. Stupid.
Well said.
Don't.
Well said.
All right, that's it. We're gonna
be safe, everyone.
Yeah, be safe, everyone. Be safe. That's the important thing. That's going to wrap up the podcast exclusive. We'll see you back here next week for another podcast exclusive. And, of course, the radio show, which you can hear every week on 97.1 FM Talk and KMOX here in the great city of St. Louis. For my partner, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Carl Muniman, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.